A new Nature Conservancy poll says about 3/4 of Utahns want lawmakers to do more to protect the environment. That's translated into lots of attention for environmental issues in this year's legislative session. KUER's Judy Faze reports from Capitol Hill that people might be surprised by how much.
Afternoon sun is shining a bright light on the lobbyists gathered in the polished hallway outside the State House of Representatives. Some are scanning their smartphones or paper lists of environmental bills they want to discuss with lawmakers. And they've got a lot to talk about this year.
We work on everything from public lands to water quality and quantity, air quality, nuclear, and we've seen bills in each of those categories.
More than 200 bills this year deal with environmental matters or touch on them. That's triple as many as a decade ago, and many more pro-environment bills. That keeps Ashley Soticek of the Sierra Club scrambling.
I think we've got over 45 bills right now on our legislative tracker that we've deemed priorities for the session. So
the focus this year is on Governor Gary Herbert's $100 million budget request for improving air quality with programs like wood stove buybacks and updating railroad car switchers. Advocates say they don't think lawmakers will appropriate much more than $20 million, but they're still thrilled. $20 million is more than 10 times as much money as ever before.
I do think that there's a lot more interest from legislators, and that signals something positive, that there's concern about public health and the environment.
Utah lawmakers haven't exactly welcomed environmental lobbying in the past. Kathy Van Dame is tracking bills for the Wasatch Clean Air Coalition and the Utah League of Women Voters.
In previous years, very few environmentalists could get a courteous hearing. I'm talking about 10 and 15 years ago.
Van Dame recalls some pretty low points over the more than two decades she's worked on the Hill.
I've been reduced to tears by the accusations that have been made against environmentalists in committee.
But more recently, Van Dame and other longtime lobbyists have seen Utah's environmental politics evolve, from fighting to contain the state's hazardous industry zone to clean energy, clean water, and even addressing climate change. Steve Erickson represents the state's four Audubon chapters.
Overall, I mean, progress is trending in the right direction. I guess we bend the arc a little bit every year and hope for the best.
Erickson's been lobbying Utah lawmakers for more than three decades.
We've seen an explosion of bills, primarily those dealing with air quality.
An especially smoggy winter in 2004 sparked citizen activism. Then the legislature started getting interested, too. Here's Mill Creek Democratic Representative Patrice Arendt speaking at one of the first legislative discussions of air pollution in 2012.
First of all, I just wanted to thank the co-chairs for having the second hearing today on air quality. There is so much for all of us to learn.
Arendt framed air pollution as an economic development problem and lined up witnesses to drive home the idea. That got her colleagues' attention.
Also looking at what is the role of the legislature? What can we do to make a difference?
Arendt created the Bipartisan Clean Air Caucus with just a few members a couple years later. Now, more than one-third of all 104 legislators are members, including many majority party Republicans.
They only have to look at the polls to know what a big issue this is for the public. Think of it, our health and our economy. Mothers call us who are concerned because of their unborn children. When elderly people call, it's an issue for all of us.
Republican Lowry Snow is a St. George lawmaker who agreed to co-chair the Clean Air Caucus only if it was bipartisan.
While there are still the politics involved, I think there is a recognition that regardless of where you land there, Utah is a great place and protecting the good things that we have is important.
Utah's 2019 lawmaking session is winding down. The green groups have invited their members to come up to the Hill to make their last pitch for environmental protection and funding one last time. Ashley Soticek of the Sierra Club says lawmakers respond to personal stories of real people like these, even more than facts and figures from professional lobbyists.
Now is not the time to turn off the pressure or, you know, be less vigilant. If anything, it's time to pay more attention and act.
Environmental groups won't know until after next Thursday exactly how well they've made their case. Judy Faze, KUER News.